This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, here with puzzle guru Greg Pliska and house musician Jonathan Colton. Now, please welcome our VIP. You know him from his work as a senior correspondent on The Daily Show. He co-created and stars in the new TBS series, The Detour. Please welcome Jason Jones. Jason, yes. Listeners can't see this, but you are wearing a Canadian Roots hoodie.
I am, to support my former country, yes. I am now an American citizen.
Really?
USA! USA!
Now, most people know you from The Daily Show, but I know you from Toronto from the sketch comedy scene.
Yes.
You were in a very successful sketch group called The Bob Room.
When you say successful, do you mean the same 25 people showed up every night that we paid to show up every single night and perform?
You guys had a movie.
That we paid for ourselves. That doesn't count.
In Canada, that is success.
I suppose so, yes. Yes, we waited long enough to afford to make our own film, yes.
And then you moved here.
Yes, I am married to a woman named Samantha Bee.
Also, she was also a senior correspondent on The Daily Show.
She is.
Now,
can I just point out, that was a much bigger applause for her than it was for me. But it's fine.
You married well.
I live with that. Yes, we stay together for our careers. We're like the Clintons. What? I'm Hillary in that scenario. Because Samantha is much more likable. Takes a minute, that one. So she got The Daily Show first in 2003. I moved down with her, and I had a, husband status, which does not entitle you to work. So I just basically walked around the city for about a year, which is awesome for the first week. The remaining 51 were not as fun.
But then you got a job on The Daily Show.
Then, yes, completely coincidentally. You may cry nepotism, but honestly, they actually didn't want to hire me because they thought that we might break up, and that would be just awful office politics. Whose side do we pick? Of course, they would pick her side. But yes, no, they did offer me the show about a year later, and we stayed on the show respectively 10 and 12 years.
Yeah, that is an amazing amount of time to work on one project. And not only that, but your field pieces, you were traveling India, Russia,
yes.
Iran. Mm-hmm. Now, were you ever on these planes, 14 hours, going, I'm doing this for a joke piece?
Yes, yes. especially Iran. My Iranian card that I got to get it, I got a journalist card. We went in on a journalist visa. And I, as a Canadian, sailed right into the Islamic Republic of Iran. My Jewish producer, Tim Greenberg, with an Israeli stamp in his passport, was pulled aside for 4 hours of questioning by the Ministry of Culture.
Right.
Yes. Conversely, coming back in to the United States, he sailed in. I was... It's like, what are we doing in Iran, pal? Canadian via Iran? That doesn't add up to me. Oh, a comedy show. What's funny about that?
And now you have your own show, the
yes.
new series on TBS.
I do.
The Detour. It's 10 episodes mm-hmm. of a family road trip gone wrong.
Yes. It starts wonderfully and then goes very, very wrong. Mostly because of us. Because of our parents and who we are in the show, because we just realize we're not that great of parents. We take our two kids, our two twin fraternal son and daughter, on a road trip, and we just discuss. It's a very cramped quarters in a minivan, and we realize things about each other, and realize that, you know, one episode we realized we never told them how the birds and the bees what the birds and the bees actually are, and they we have a very frank discussion about our sex lives. But not just for the purposes of procreation, but for pleasure
right.
as well, which a lot of parents don't discuss with their kids. They tell the procreation part and not the, well, we also do it just because it feels good. And so having that discussion in front of 10-year-olds is really fun. And then previously to that, having that discussion with those parents of those 10-year-olds.
Right, because you actually have the child actors and you have to go through this with their parents.
Yes.
And they didn't know.
They didn't, I mean, not until they read the scripts, yeah. I mean,
That's how they're getting their life lessons.
Yes, they kind of thank me for doing their jobs, really, because I make it less awkward for them eventually.
Sure.
You know, because these two 10-year-old kids are like, oh, really? That's really? And it's genuine reactions when we're telling them this. Like, what? So it's not an ABC Family sitcom, is what I'm saying.
And these stories are inspired by your life and your family's
They are.
Life.
That discussion sort of happened with my children at a much younger age, at seven.
Oh.
They asked me where babies come from. We gave them the obligatory answer, seed, egg. And they're like, well, how does the seed get into the egg? And we said, how do you think it does? The answer was something approaching, well, think it goes in through the forehead and then works its way down into the belly for a few years. And then it baby comes out mommy's tummy scar.
That is adorable.
So we had to sort of correct that. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, by the way, it is my theory that everyone that comes from Canada at some point in their life will host a game show.
I already got that one out of the
way.
Yeah,
you did it. Yes. Yours is the best, though. I can't believe it does not exist anymore because it was called Craft Corner Deathmatch, if you don't know. What happened on Craft Corner Deathmatch?
It was a competitive crafting show where the crafters had three rounds to make crap out of other crap. And then I basically just sat there and made fun of them. That's basically what I did. But I did it in like a WWE type announcer type of way. And I have to apologize between takes because one was make a sweater out of leaves. So you dump all the leaves down, and this one woman, she drew a nice pattern and put all the leaves down, and then the producers gave me a leaf blower. Yeah, I know, it was so mean. It was so mean, but pretty funny.
I want that show to come back.
There's always petitions.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Yeah, White House petitions.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're an American. So you took the citizenship test.
I did take the citizenship test.
I haven't done
test.
It yet. How hard is it?
If you don't study, you will fail.
Really?
It is that hard. Like, name 13 indigenous tribes.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's not easy. And then, I knew them, by the way. But no, we were sitting, getting sworn in, and we were sitting beside this lovely lady from Ghana, and the president of the United States gives a little, on videotaped, but he gives a little welcome to America speech to everyone. You know, he's like, you're all Americans now, but I want you to remember where you came from. That is so important to who you are. And this woman from Ghana went, yeah, right.
All right, Jason Jones, are you ready for an Ask Me Another challenge?
Yes, I am.
Jason Jones, everybody. This is going to be perfect for you.
Okay.
Because your game is about the cultural differences between Canada and America.
Ooh, something I might know something about.
And to make sure it's not too easy, we have an opponent for you. After an extensive search of the 1 mile radius around the Bell House, we found Stephanie Seitman. Stephanie Seitman is the owner of Perfect Potato. It's a local poutine shop. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Can you explain to our listeners who are not familiar with poutine why it is so amazing?
It's gravy and cheese curd and amazing french fries in a big gloppity mess.
Now, you are not Canadian.
No, I'm not. But however, I aspire to be.
Ooh.
She is marrying a Canadian and working on Canadian citizenship.
You know what? Canadian citizenship is actually very tough to get. I don't know if you know this. Yeah.
I'm going in on a conjugal application?
Only in Canada.
Yeah, I know. One of the challenges of being Canadian in America is you always have to be reminded that Americans don't use the right words for anything.
Ooh.
Okay? So, for example, when I say, can you bring a 2-4 to the stagette? That means...
bring a case of beer to a bachelorette party.
Exactly. Thank you, Jason Jones.
What? What kind of language do you speak up there?
So in this game, I'm going to give you a sentence that contains very common Canadian phrases like that, and you need to buzz in
this
and translate them.
This isn't fair.
Each question is worth one American point.
Which right now is a lot.
I know. Okay, here we go.
All right.
She was a total keener to the supply teacher. Jason.
She was a complete a brown noser to the substitute.
That's correct.
Teacher.
Yeah.
Supply substitute? Is that so hard to understand?
I know. Yeah? Because we, in all our Canadian schools, we have this room that just says supplies.
And that's where we pull our teachers
out.
That's
where we get them.
Brian, get out here. Mr. Zablocki couldn't make it in.
It's minus one, so you should wear a toque. Stephanie.
Minus one be like 30 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yes.
And you should wear a toque, which is a little ski cap type thing.
Perfect.
Wow.
All right, we're going to get regional here. Growing up in Alberta, this is how I would say this. Don't get your ginch in a knot. I got you a double-double with some Timbits. Jason Jones.
First of all, regional ginch.
We said ginch.
You said ginch?
Yeah, you
we said ginch.
Gitch.
Yes.
I know.
So don't get your underwear in a knot. I got you a coffee from Tim Hortons that is a Canadian chain of coffee and mediocre donuts that is two sugars, two creams. And what was the last part?
And some Timbits.
Oh, and some Timbits, which were munchkins from Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes, yes. You got it. Yeah, we call the male underwear ginch or...
Ginch.
Ginch, but you said gitch.
Gitch.
Yeah, or we all said gaunch.
Isn't Canada fascinating?
Someone from the prairies, that's where I grew up, might say, I got this comfy bunny hug in the peg. No, Stephanie is saying no. Jason?
I got f***ed in the shed.
Is he right?
You are correct. No. I got this hoodie in Winnipeg.
Oh, the peg. Oh, right, the peg. Right, right.
But I think yours will catch on. Thank you so much, Stephanie Seitman.
It was absolutely my pleasure. Thank you.
Fantastic. Good luck in your Canadian citizenship. Jason Jones, everybody.
Thank you.